Jean-Bertrand Aristide today begins his second term as president of Haiti. His return to power follows what were widely seen as undemocratic elections in November. A coalition of 15 small opposition parties, known as Convergence, refuses to recognize Aristide or the new National Assembly dominated by his Lavalas party. Convergence formed its own alternative government, appointed a president, and demands new elections for the impoverished Caribbean nation. Hundreds of millions of dollars in international aid remain suspended, pending a resolution to the conflict. From Port-au-Prince, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
Supporters of Jean-Bertrand Aristide, the slum priest turned political leader, are flying into Haiti from around the world. In Port-au-Prince, two busloads of Haitian Americans have arrived to witness and celebrate his return to power. 27-year-old Tomas Jacquin is among the visitors.
We all come from Miami, and everybody from New York, Miami, Canada, France, everywhere, because we really want Aristide to be the president. Because we love our country, and we want the country to be one of the best countries in the world.
That goal has proven elusive in Haiti, where centuries of slavery, followed by international isolation and internal conflict, have made it among the poorest nations in the world. Now, as Aristide prepares to become president for the second time in 10 years, the opposition coalition called Convergence is boycotting the new regime. Convergence says legislative elections last year were fraudulent. They say the Lavalas-dominated Electoral Council counted the votes in such a way as to give outright victories to several Lavalas candidates who would have faced a runoff under a different vote count formula. In protest, the opposition boycotted November's presidential vote. They've now formed what they call Haiti's only legal government. Convergence member Edmond Dupri acknowledges the dispute is holding up international aid and loans, but he says without legitimacy, aid is pointless.
It is not a question of $1 billion. It's a question of liberty. It's a question of civil rights. It's a question of political rights. It's a question of democracy. And without democracy, whatever billions you invest in this country, you will not have real development.
Opposition parties say the turnout for the presidential vote was so low as to deny Aristide a mandate to govern. But analysts and diplomats here agree that Aristide is by far Haiti's most popular leader. Bob McGuire runs the Haitian Studies program at Trinity College in Washington, D.C., and has worked in Haiti for 30 years.
Well, let's put it this way. A lot of the parties have been called garage parties, which means essentially most of their supporters can fit in a garage. That may or may not be true, but it gives one the image that a lot of the parties don't really extend their support much beyond a very short core.
Aristide became Haiti's first democratically elected president in 1990, following decades of dictatorship under Papa Doc and Baby Doc Duvalier. The army deposed him months later. The U.S. returned him to power in 1994. Since 1996, his hand-chosen successor, René Préval, has held the presidency. Préval could not run for re-election, even if he had wanted, because Haiti's constitution does not allow for consecutive terms. Aristide has promised his people much, above all to end generations of poverty. But with hundreds of millions of dollars in international aid suspended over the current crisis, keeping his word will prove difficult. The U.S. has sent no official delegation to witness Aristide's inauguration, sending the president a clear message that he must resolve differences with his detractors. The international community is pressuring the opposition as well. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.